بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لسيدنا شعار فعرف بالله هزت أقدس هزت مانا شاحك محمد اختصر نور الله مرقده. The title is جوار محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم مرهته هم
زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف جوار محمد جوار محمد رہتے ہیں ہم نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف جوار محمد کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستوں مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستوں مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری وگر نہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم مدینے کی نسبت قیمت میری وگر نہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم مدینہ میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم مدینہ میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینہ کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم یہ نعرہ قوم پر ہے رب کا کرم محمد کی نظر میں رہتے ہیں ہم یہ نعرہ قوم پر ہے رب کا کرم محمد کی نگر میں رہتے ہیں ہم شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم سکات محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے میں ہر سال ہے حاضری خدا سے فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے میں ہر سال ہے حاضری خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم پس ساکن مدینہ مجھے نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم پس ساکن مدینہ مجھے نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم اے اختر میرے قلب و جان وہاں مدینے سے گو اختر میرے قلب و جان والا مدینے سے گزر رہتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری ورنہ حقیقت میری سستے ہیں ہم مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم سڑک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا اما بعد this beautiful بیان of our honorable illustrious دادا شیخ عارف باللہ رومی وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ حضرت پین this beautiful بیان on the request of حضرت مولانا عاشق الہی رحمت اللہ علیہ who used to be staying in Medina Sharif, and he requested Hazrat to write some couplets with regard to the honor of living in Medina Sharif. Here Hazrat is teaching us, one is the great honor to be present even for the second in Medina Sharif, but most important is that we learn that complete and perfect iman a person cannot have until he has extreme love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More love than he has for himself also, we have to have love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then only can we gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat then explains, when a person realizes this reality, then a person will know what is the value of staying in the neighborhood of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
This title is beautiful bayan jawari Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May rehte ham that we are living in the neighborhood of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as Allah teaches us, let us not forget to say sallallahu alaihi wasallam when we hear the name of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This will show how much connection we have got, and this can take us close to be in our hearts in the neighborhood of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat mentioned here, zameen par Madina ki rehte ham, falak par magar naaz karte ham. This is such a great honor and such a great blessing of Allah Rabbul Izzat that on the earth we are staying in Madina Sharif, the greatest city on earth, and in fact in the heavens at the moment, that we are staying in the city of Madina Sharif, but so to say we are boasting out of the shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat in the heavens. The Malaika are also envying those people that are close to Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as we will learn here how Hazrat is teaching us that real closeness is that we see how much we have got nisbat, connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much we have got the eagerness to practice on the beautiful sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much eagerness and how much durood, what release, enjoyment do we recite upon our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat says, it teaches us here that when the heavens we are boasting that is the malaika, that we are telling them so to say, what honor Allah has given us, that here we are in the city of Madina Sharif. Na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf, jawade Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala mein rehte ham. So don't ask what is this great honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, that we are living in the neighborhood of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Allah Ta'ala open all the doors of Haramain Sharifain and remove all the conditions. Because of my sins, we have to make tawbah, istighfar, and beg Allah Rabbul Izzat that overlook our faults and open the doors that we can visit Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with extreme honor, respect and dignity. And we spend our time in such a way that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us. Then such a person can realize what honor this is. And this honor is not of any person's achievement in any way whatsoever. Is karam hai ye malika hai dosto. Madina ki basti mein baste hum. That, oh my friends, this is only the special kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala who is kareem. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alladhi yatafaddalu alayna biduni istihqaqin wa minnati. A person doesn't deserve it in the least, but, and a person haven't even begged Allah ta'ala, but Allah ta'ala grants, that only Allah ta'ala grants the special favors to his special servants. So what can we say, that this is the very, very great special kindness of Allah ta'ala, that we are living in the city of Madina Sharif. So a person has to make extreme shukr. And what is the shukr? That a person realizes the adab, the respect, the honor of Madina Sharif. How a person should be loving every moment, every step of his life. And then a person will realize that me, a useless, totally unfit servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most useless servant, Madina ki nisbat hai qeemat meri. Wagarna haqeeqat mein saste ham. That in reality I have got no value whatsoever. But out of Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah Ta'ala has allowed this useless servant to be staying in Madina Sharif or to be just present there for a moment. And now this connection with Madina Sharif. And the real connection actually, as we see today, that because Allah Ta'ala granted us opportunities to be in Madina Sharif, but we did not appreciate that connection of Madina Sharif. What we supposed to be doing, spending our time mostly in the company, the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we were breaking the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, eating in hotels, the buffet style, etc. Then more worried about the news, etc. Allah Ta'ala has, so to say, kept us away so that we realize that what we have lost, and a person begs and yearns Allah Rabbul Izzat, then Allah Ta'ala inshallah will open the doors again, and a person goes with great honor and respect and dignity. Then a person will realize that my nisbat, my connection is because of the city of Medina Sharif, and the real connection is that I must see whether I can be 1,000 miles away from Medina Sharif, but how much am I connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Am I conscious that every step of my life, as our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali teaches us so beautifully, jahan mein bhi raho, jis fiza mein bhi raho, sunnat ke paaband rahe aur taqwa salamat rahe. That wherever I can be in the world, most important, I must remain firm on the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I should be conscious in every aspect. Shaitan is making a great effort, yet even in our ibadat, wants to break us from the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must remain firm, and we must be making a great effort. First of all, beg Allah to give us knowledge of every sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the great love and azmat of every sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then tawfiq to practice upon every sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the best of our ability, and to spread it throughout the world. Then a person will have some value in his life. Otherwise, we have got no value whatsoever. Just to be slightly attached to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is a great, great honor that we should be begging Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the starting point is that I should see how much durood am I reading upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That making dua for our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thanking our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asking Allah Rabbul Izzat to raise the position of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and where can our durood in any way can we ever hope of it being accepted? But Allah Rabbul Izzat, out of His kindness, that Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq to recite durood, then we have hope, inshallah, in the mercy of Allah. Allah Ta'ala accepts it. Otherwise, Hazrat says here so beautifully, that ye na laiqo par hai Rab ka karam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki nagri mein rehte hai hum. That this is only the very, very special favor of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that people not worthy like myself at all, na laik, totally worthless, not worth to be present in the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But how fortunate are those people that till today now, they in the neighborhood of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are living in the gully of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How fortunate are these personalities. And a person should be yearning that now when a person is living in Medina Sharif, then Medina mein marna muqaddar mein ho, khuda se dua ye bhi karte hum. And this should be the desire of every believer, that, oh Allah, I desire that I also pass away in Medina Sharif. Although I don't deserve it in the least, but according to a person's desire, and according to how much a person connects himself to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, wherever you pass away, Allah will transfer your body to Medina Sharif. So we should be begging Allah Rabbul Izzat, no matter where we are in the world. But most important is that we come here to learn how to build this nisbat and connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then a person should be begging also, more important, shafaat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki bhi ho naseeb. Dua raadin ye bhi karte hum. That, oh Allah, grant us the intercession of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that day when everybody will be looking for support. Then the only support can be our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So day and night, and Allah Ta'ala has made it one easy way. The sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, if a person pays respect to the azan, And then this replies to the Azan as we are taught according to the Sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And after Azan, then a person recites Durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the dua which is known as Dua Shafaat, the dua after Azan, Allahumma Rabba Hadhi Dawati Tamma, that complete dua, then our Dara Shaykh says that this is guarantee that a person will get the intercession of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, my intercession becomes wajib upon such a person. In other words, necessary. And only those people will get the intercession of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who passed away with Iman. So one is, it is guaranteed that you will pass away with Iman also. And guarantee that you will get the intercession of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But myself, I should see how conscious I am. That Azan is going on the one end, and I am talking, and I'm still doing something else. So I should become conscious, and this is why Allah has brought us here, to come to realize all these, all these aspects of our life, that we are so negligent, and we don't realize how we're losing out. We come here, we learn, we should be making tawbah, begging Allah Ta'ala, and then correcting ourselves. And then begging Allah Ta'ala and making dua, that oh Allah, don't deprive us. And then again, Hazrat beautifully teaches us that when a person has got this connection with Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and if you are not even loving there, then although you are not loving there daily, but in your heart you will desire, ke Madina mein har saal o haziri, khuda se ye faryaad karte hum. We beg Allah Ta'ala in the early part of the morning, at the time of tahajjud, all the time that, oh Allah, grant us the presence every year in the presence of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And now our heart should be yearning more also. Every person should see how much his heart is yearning, and that will be, that we will able to judge how much of durood we recite upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How much are we connecting ourselves to the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? How much are we talking about sunnah in our homes, to our families, to our children, etc.? That can be a sign that whether we are connecting ourselves to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Hazrat says, Pas-e saakinane Madina, mujhe na bulo guzarish ye karte hum. Then a person begs, whoever you know that is, they is going in Madina Sharif, living in Madina Sharif, or going to Madina Sharif, then the sign that you have got connection with Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you will tell them that, oh people living in the neighborhood of Madina Sharif, or oh person going to Madina Sharif to visit my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, please don't forget me. In other words, pass my salams to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, who used to be loving, very close to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because of his great love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when the friends, that is the murids of Hazrat, used to write to Hazrat their condition, but they don't write that, Hazrat, please pass my salams to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat used to get angry that, what connection have you got with Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? That you don't even say, pass my salams to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So a person should all the time, and we learn from our Hazrat also, while in Madina Sharif also, you just came out after passing salam, you met another person going into Masjid Nabawi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you asked him also, please pass my salams to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whose salams is accepted on our behalf, we don't know. And we should be grateful to people that are passing our salams to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Hazrat teaches us, what is the sign to see that whether I am really connected to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat says, so humbly, ae akhtar, mere kalb wa jahe waha, Madina se go dur rehte hum. That, oh akhtar, and Hazrat is teaching us this great lesson, that this is what we come to learn here, how to gain this connection. That although my body is very, very far away from Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but my heart and soul is connected to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to Madina Sharif. And that I will able to see for myself and all of us, how much am I reciting durood, how much am I making an effort to learn the sunnah, to bring alive the sunnah, practice and spread it throughout the world. Allah give us all tawfiq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil karim. Imma ba'd. Fi kitab Hayat al Muslimin of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayh. Let's leave the chapter we are discussing on Salah and discuss a bit on fasting, on Roza, Siyam. Fasting like Salat and Zakat is a fundamental institution of Islam. The first fasting is a practice of vital importance. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam. O people of Iman, fasting has been decreed compulsory for you. The importance of fasting is abundantly established by numerous narrations of the Quran and Hadith. It is clear from the narrations of the Quran and Hadith that for attaining salvation, Salah, Zakat and Hajj are not sufficient. It is essential to fast the first fast of Ramadan. Fasting is distinguished from other acts of Ibadah by its inconspicuous nature, it's hidden. Whereas other acts of Ibadah, example Salat, Zakat, Hajj, are open in varying degrees, fasting is totally concealed. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware if one is fasting or not. Only those who truly have the love of fear of Allah ta'ala in their hearts will fast. Experience proves that weakness in love and fear for Allah ta'ala could be remedied by engaging in such acts which produce muhabbat, love and azamat, respect, honor and awe. Fasting is greatly beneficial in this regard. Thus weakness in one's iman and love for Allah ta'ala is strengthened by fasting. One in whose heart the love and fear of Allah ta'ala becomes embedded will be strong and steadfast on deen. The natural effect of fasting is to produce strength in one's deen. This effect is referred to in the following two ahadith. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala says, all good deeds are for the one who renders them but fasting. Fasting is exclusively for me. All good deeds are for the one who renders them but fasting is exclusively for me, for Allah ta'ala. Bukhari. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala said, the one who has fast abstains from eating, drinking and relations for my sake. Another narration states that Allah ta'ala said that the fasting person leaves off his desires and pleasures for Allah's sake, for his sake. Fasting being exclusively for the sake of Allah ta'ala reflects the high degree of sincerity underlying the act of ibadat. The high degree of sincerity coupled with abstention from evil and futility produces glitter and strength in the iman of the fasting person. Great emphasis is therefore laid on fasting. This is very clear from the fact that Allah Ta'ala described the act of man's fasting as being only for him, only for Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu narrates that he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to impose on him some deed of great significance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, adopt fasting, for there is no act greater than it. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu repeated his request a second time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again advised him to adopt fasting. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu put forward his request again a third time. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, adopt fasting, for there is no deed equal to it. The superiority of fasting is in relation to certain special characteristics of fasting, such as the degree of sincerity, the benefit in strengthening weak iman, inculcating love and fear of Allah Ta'ala, and its acting as a barrier against sin. These special benefits of fasting are attainable only if one fasts consciously and observes the respects and rights of fasting, fulfill the rights of fasting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting is a shield and a powerful fortress. Like fasting is a shield of protection against internal spiritual diseases, namely sins, so too it is a protection against external sicknesses, that is physical sicknesses. In the majority of cases, physical sickness is the result of excessive eating. This cause is arrested in fasting, is taught by in fasting. Last hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every person has a zakat to pay, and the zakat of the body is fasting. Every person has a zakat to pay, and the zakat of the body is fasting. Like wealth is purified by means of paying zakat, the body is purified by means of fasting. Zakat is the elimination of impurities from wealth, while fasting is the elimination of impurities from the body. And the role of fasting, as indicated already, operates in both the physical and spiritual aspects of man's life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In the morning, our Quran tarjumah lessons that we have just completed about Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and the jadu, the black magic that was prevalent in his time. And there are great lessons for us to learn in this time also. So we will just briefly discuss that. And Allah Ta'ala let us benefit from all these teachings of the Quran Sharif, which are very, very vital and very important. And the Quran Sharif, which is a living kitab. And what the Quran Sharif discusses is relevant for us even at this time. So just briefly, what the Quran Sharif explains about the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. He was a great Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and whose names of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam Allah took in the Quran Sharif are the great Ulul Azam, the very, very great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is also one of them. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala had given him such a kingdom. His own dua, Rabbi habli mulka la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Give me such a kingdom that nobody else ever has such a kingdom. Allah granted his dua, and he had a kingdom. He ruled over the jinn and man also, over the birds, over the animals, over the wind. Everything Allah gave him. Nobody will have such a, had such a kingdom, and nobody will have such a kingdom. Allah Ta'ala gave him. So he was ruling over the jinn and man also. And in his time, jinn and man lived what with one another, amongst one another. And the jinn, they are those, the jinnat, who are made of fire, who are righteous and pious also. And they are those who are evil in them also, just like in mankind also. They are those who are righteous and pious also, and they are evil people in amongst mankind also. The evil amongst the jinn are known as the shayateen. They are the evil ones. So when they were living together, so the men were learning from jinn about jadu. And they carried on with their jadu, and they learned it. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is also a Nabi from the Bani Israel. So when they learned this jadu, then they started following more about the jadu, learning about that. This is now one great lesson that we have to learn, a principle the ulama explained. The Quran Sharif says they were not reading the Torah. Instead, they were following all the teachings of the jadu. So one great principle that comes out from here, that when we have to be doing something and we don't do it, we get involved in the wrong thing. Especially now in the month of Ramadan, the Quran Sharif is to be given great preference. Lot of tilawat of Quran Sharif. And the system of Allah Ta'ala is, there will never be a vacuum. If we are not making tilawat, we will be doing wrong things. We will be doing other things. So we find that unfortunately, with how many people who complain about their conditions also, even good people, Hafiz the Quran, etc., but we get so involved with the cell phone that because we're not doing Quran Sharif Tilawat, so now we get involved in the cell phone, we get involved in other things now. So, and if we keep ourselves occupied with Quran Sharif, there is no time for cell phone now. There is no time for all the other wrong things. But because we're not doing what we have to do, now we find ourselves, we get engaged in other things. One person asked Maulana Salim Taurat, Damat Barakatum, that I don't get time to read Quran Sharif. What a beautiful answer Maulana gave. He said, it isn't that you don't get time. The importance of the Quran Sharif is not in your heart. Whatever things important is in the heart, automatically we will make time for it. Automatically what we're going to prioritize, what we're going to give priority to, other things we'll leave out. We'll even, sometimes something that is important work, we won't eat also. We won't sleep also. Because that important work we have to do. So if we realize the importance of the Quran Sharif, and mashallah, we have heard many talks, we just heard now about the great month of Ramadan, and we have heard, and inshallah we will still be hearing the value of this month, the things that we have to be doing, and one great thing is Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif and Ramadan are connected, so interwoven with one another. They are so close. So Allah give us tawfiq that we make our tilawat, then we won't have time for other things. And we realize the importance of Quran Sharif, then we many other things will just get our gossiping and on the phone, all this WhatsApp and sending messages and in Ramadan to waste our time in that. And the sad thing that we find that shaitan is also working. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعَضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. That shaitan will also bring up things. We don't know what arguments about the moon, about some other thing, and now we get involved. Many of those things we have got nothing to do with it also. But now we also get involved. And we are spoiling our roza also. We are wasting our very, very valuable time of Ramadan. And we are getting involved in all other useless pursuits and useless things. And we are being monitored also. Every person who uses the cell phone for whatever, he is being monitored to such an extent that they will make out a profile out of you. That what kind of a person is there. What is he interested in? Where does he go? And these things are being sold to other agencies, who are our enemies also. So we should try and avoid all these things. We should have the Quran Sharif reading, which is so great. And alhamdulillah, we have heard, we understand the greatness of the Quran Sharif. So that was one great lesson that we learned from here. That they were not reading the Torah, so they got involved. And also another thing, you get involved in the worst things. In Jadu they got involved. Which is the Quran Sharif refers to as kufr and shirk, major guna. So when we don't do the right things, we start drifting and then we go to so many wrong things. In fact, they went to the extent that they accused, na'uzu billah, Sulaiman alayhi salam of jadu also, black magic. And yeah, another great lesson that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was ruling, and what a kingdom Allah gave him. And that was, as the Quran explains in another place, وَعَمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا. They made the amal of shukr. On shukr, Allah gave them such a high position. But he achieved this, and Allah gave him this great honor that what kingdom Allah gave him. Now the people, they started saying that he's controlling all because of jadu. He is practicing jadu, na'uz billah. Allah declared it clearly, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانِ. Na'uz billah, Sulaiman alayhi salam, a Nabi of Allah, that he is going to be practicing and teaching jadu. مَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانِ. Sulaiman didn't do jadu, which Allah equates to kufr. That he didn't do jadu, he didn't involve in kufr in any way whatsoever. Yeah, another very important lesson that we should learn, like for example, somebody is doing business in the correct way, according to Sharia, Allah gives him barakat, and his business flourishes, and he's really making, and another person is also doing business, but based on interest. Now, it is just like a blister. A blister, it just comes up, there's nothing inside. So that whole thing looks so big. He's just living on the bank's money. On that now he's like doing a big business. He's buying cars, he's buying properties, but he's just a blister. But outwardly, how that person is doing business correctly, the end result, the outward result looks the same. Or a person is doing big business, but he's dealing with stolen goods. buying stolen goods, etc. Now, generally, then the people, many people can't make out. And they think this person dealing in stolen goods, etc., in interest, and now he's making it. So we should also go that way. Now they can't make out that the thing of barakat, what it is, and the thing of haram, what it is. Just like that in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, the jadu was also, jadu is also to do things which is out of the natural, supernatural. And miracles, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are given mu'ajizat, miracles. And men, awliya are given karamat, miracles. And these are also out of the ordinary. So people get confused with this. Therefore, later on, Allah sent the two farishtas, Harut and Marut, to teach the people what jadu is. And they told them that don't do jadu, don't, to just to teach the difference between, so the people could know what the difference is between jadu and between the correct thing, between a miracle from Allah Ta'ala and between jadu. So here also we see when we do the wrong thing, then we start accusing righteous people also, and of the worst things we accuse them also. And unfortunately, that is also a common thing. This is also an effect of that. Then we go to such that a Nabi of Allah, a great Nabi, is also accused of what a terrible thing. Allah had to reveal ayat to clear the name of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. So we shouldn't do what we have to do. We won't get involved in wrong. When we get involved in wrong, we go to the lowest levels. That we accuse the righteous man, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, also of wrong. So this is also a very, very important thing that we our wrong. Many times we take gunas lightly. Sins, we take them as lightly. No, every sin, the smallest sin, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi writes, the smallest sin is so big that that small sin can take you to Jahannam. And the smallest good deed, we just take it as a small thing, is a nafal ibadat. It's not important. The smallest good deed can take you to Jannat. So we shouldn't take sins as small and good deeds as small. Whatever we can do good, we must do. And every sin, don't think it's a small sin, so it doesn't matter. It's just that it's makruh. And also the terminology makruh e tanzihi. That is just a small makruh. So this makes it. And unfortunately, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi writes, the ulama get more involved in this. When they read that it's makruh tanzihi, it's nafal. So they say it's not important. And the public generally, they also, what the small, small ibadat, they gave importance to it. And with small, small gunas, they also keep away. But we'll find commonly learned people, they will just take it easy. That is what was supposed to happen, and what happens is knowledge is supposed to be acquired to do more about deen. Not that now we get the license, this is not important, that is a small little wrong thing. No, that is not what the object of knowledge was, not at all. But unfortunately, when it isn't done with ruhaniyat, with spirituality, then just the knowledge itself, it leads to this. So anyway, So the farishtas came and they taught the difference between the two. Hazrat Maulana Idris Kandelvi rahmatullah alayh, writing on this subject in this ayat, he says that in his time, 70, 80 years ago perhaps, he says that today also the effects of jadu, other things also cause the effects of jadu. It may not be directly jadu, but the effects of jadu are from other things also. He says in that time, reading of novels, which was also very common. Now, unfortunately, looking at films on the cell phone, how many good people who are regular with namaz, other things also, but we are watching films on the phone. It has the effect of jadu also. And in fact, the cell phone, the smartphone itself, is also how a person gets engrossed in it. That we know a person is oblivious of what's happening around him. When a person is with it, who's passing, who's coming, what's happening, that is also one of the effects of jadu. And here we find that we get involved in all these things. And now we are so oblivious, we become unmindful of time also. When you look at time, you are surprised, 2 hours are gone. And it's already so late at night, and you are just involved in this. And when you think, what did I do? What did I achieve? Going on this, going on that lane, doing this, checking on this, where and where? And I just wait. It's also effects of jadu. Maulana Idris Kandelvi rahmatullah alayhi also writes that looking at the digest, you, like Reader's Digest, all the different Urdu digest also people have, etc., in which particularly there are photos, murals. This also has the effect of jadu. So all these things, they have an effect on us. Today also, it's written that we find a very common thing also. How many people, youngsters particularly, but everyone, men also, women also, that we just can't seem to understand the right. Yes. One time, Maulana Bayazid Pandor, rahmatullah alayh, in a majlis of Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, he told Hazrat Mufti Sahib that something we know it is right. What is right? And people are doing wrong, but we haven't got like the dalil, the arguments how to convince that person. And that person is adamant he's right, but we can see it's totally he's in the wrong. So this is also the effects of jadu. And all these things bring, when we get involved in all these things, like especially now on the phone, and we're going to all the various things, and what the government is saying, what the doctors are saying, all this has the effect, it blocks the mind. Then no matter how much you explain the person, it doesn't make sense to him. Our youngsters, openly they are in the wrong, how much you explain, but they just don't seem to understand. Many times the woman folk, the men also, all this are effects of these things. If we don't do the right thing, we get involved in this and these effects come on us. So it's very important that we must occupy ourselves always. In fact, it was famous that our old ladies, that whenever if they had to go leave the house for something and they had young daughters in the house, young girls, then they would take the rice and the dar and mix it and tell them till we come separated. Now today we'll see you wasting our time. What you? But they knew the minute a person remains idle, he gets involved in wrong things. So therefore it's very important that a person must keep himself busy and busy with the right things. And it comes clearly also in the hadith that shaitan, like a mosquito, shaitan sits on the heart of a person. The minute he finds him unmindful, he puts his poison in there. So the minute we are ghafil, and today we feel, I need free time, I have to chill off, I have to cool off. Hey, that is the time now in shaitan, you opening the door, the floodgates for shaitan, of shaitan. And he will come and pour in your heart all the wrong things. And then again, this is not only you'll do wrong, you'll go to the extent like a Nabi. Like also, unfortunately, we should take cognizance of this also. The missionaries or whoever, at the moment working on this very hard, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam married Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha when she was still a very young girl. There is absolutely nothing, there's nothing wrong in it. But we don't seem to understand. And many of our youngsters are speaking also all, they're not doing the right thing, we are involved in the wrong. And they are also speaking things of kufr. And what they are speaking about Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. MashaAllah, Allah's fadal. There are so many ulama everywhere, every town. We all got friends who are ulama. When speak to them, I got this doubt. How to? And doubts will come to a person. Shaitan works also. And how beautifully Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi explained that I also don't, what a great alim. I don't understand everything of deen. So I have opened up 2 accounts. In the one account, all that what I understand of deen is in that account. What I don't understand, I got it in another account. The day Allah gives me the understanding, I transfer it to this account. In the meantime, it's in that account. But what deen says, I accept wholehearted. I can't understand. What is my brain? What do I think that I must be able to understand the whole of Deen? And Quran Sharif, fi ayatu muhkamat. There are certain ayats which are clear, and there are certain mutashabihat. That it's not for everyone who can understand. But rasikhuna fi al-ilm yaquluna amanna bih kullu min indi rabbina. That we believe in it. It's from Allah. Finish. The changing of Qibla, Mi'raj. There are so many other things. It's not everyone who can understand. But Iman, the taqaza and the demand of Iman is, we accept it. I can understand it doesn't mean that... If, for example, somebody asks, if somebody come in the majlis, our buzurgs are so careful. They won't say he didn't come, I didn't see him. He may be sitting, but I didn't see him. Somebody didn't come for Jamaat Namaz. They asked, was he there for Jamaat Namaz? Then I didn't see him. So, like this, always that it's not that we have to know everything. We can't know everything. We can't see everything. We can't know everything. So all this idle thing, especially in the month of Ramadan, there should be no question of a person being idle. An idle mind is a devil's workshop. That is where the devil works, the minute we are idle. And this hadith says it clearly, that shaitan, like a mosquito, he's got his, spout, on the heart. And the minute he finds you ghafir, he puts his poison in. And that poison is not just going to be there. It will, if we don't rectify it, we don't correct it, it will take us to worse and worse things. Other things we should be very careful about, like, unfortunately, good people also, namaz is everything, but TV is in the house. And then worse than that is, like, on directly on top of the TV, or just near there, Asmaul Husna, the 99 names of Allah. And beautifully it is there. Or the Ayatul Kursi is written there. Now, on the TV screen, all the filth and dirt. Women who are immodestly dressed, almost nude, and they are an Ayatul Kursi, this mixture, it also causes the effects of jadu. And very bad, we are causing it ourselves. Not that somebody else is making jadu, we are causing it ourselves all this year. And then this causes, then a person becomes ghafir, he becomes unmindful, he goes into wrong things. Now his mind also, so to say, shaitan urinates in his mind now. And now he can't think properly. In his heart, shaitan urinates. So these things, a person has to be very careful. And for precautions that we should take, when we cut our nails, hair, if we cut, the hair falls off, then don't just let it lay around. Bury it nicely. Also, don't stay in a state of impurity. And unfortunately, today, zina also has become common. And people stay in the state of impurity, that is even worse. We are now making ourselves totally vulnerable for shaitan. Even with legal relationships with our families, don't delay becoming part. As soon as possible, come into the state of purity. And what to say if we stay with wuzu? This is our weapon. This is our protection. Wudu is a great, great thing to protect us. And shaitan can't penetrate these protections. So use these things here. So we shouldn't. And then also, there are many things to for our protection. But our deen is so easy and so accessible for everyone that all can do this. And one of the greatest protections, the three quls. Qul huwa Allahu ahad three times. The whole surah, قُلْ عَوْذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ عَوْذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Three times each, every morning and evening. تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. One explanation, أي تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَرٍ. You will be completely protected. You read it in the morning, right till Maghrib. From Maghrib, right till Fajr. And if a person say, and this is again another very important aspect also, that jadu has been made a big scapegoat. For example, a person is not paying attention to his business. Now the business is not going well because he's not paying attention. Now we just blame it on jadu. Easy. That somebody has made jadu. A person is not sincere in his marriage relationship.
He's doing all wrong things. Now things are going to go wrong in the marriage. And now he blames that somebody is making jadu on her. So this is also a very big scapegoat. There is jadu. Jadu is really there. But we just overplay it and any small thing. And our protection, if we just do these few things. And the manzil we read. Otherwise, Ayatul Kursi, the three quls, etc. So much protection. That is more than enough for us. So Allah Ta'ala, let us understand and let us not. And this thing of jadu has broken up how many homes also. Blaming people, good people in the home, that this one is making jadu, that one is making jadu. And this is throughout the world. There is nowhere where people are saved. Right in Medina Sharif, right in Makkah Sharif, people are in, and the fake amils are also more than enough. And perhaps it's so difficult to find a genuine amil also. And the Quran Sharif and the teachings of the Hadith is more than enough. And that is the most genuine to protect us. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand. And main thing, keep ourselves occupied with right things. We won't get involved in the wrong. Keep ourselves what we have to be doing. These things are too weak to harm us. Shaitan and jinnat. Inna kayda shaitan kana dha'ifa. He's weak. He can't. How much? What can he do us? He can't harm us really. But we just have to be. And we have been given the most powerful thing. Just like Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says that in 90 ayat 90, Allah has promised rozi for us. Allah who is the truth. Allah who is the most powerful. Everything is in the control. Allah is the creator of everything. 90 ayat he has promised us rozi. One ayat, inna shaitana ya'idukumul faqr. One ayat only, the liar, the one who got no control over anything, he's telling us you're going to get poor. This is going to happen, that's going to happen. You have to do this wrong business, you have to do that wrong business. And we listen to the one liar who can't do anything. And Allah who can do everything, and 90 ayat Allah told us that He will give us rozi. We don't. So we also, the wrong things, we just fall for it easily. And the truth and the right things, we sort of just ignore. Allah give us topic and guide us to righteousness.